How was it growing up in such a talented family?
Growing up, all of us, Skippy is my cousin Walt, who's also a musician. Our mentor, I would have to say, would be Uncle Mo, because he was the one that was the most musically inclined, and he just loved Hawaiian music and Hawaiian culture. And as young kids, we would just watch him play ukulele, would go to his functions, we started picking up the ukulele.
At what point did you realize that you were going to follow in his path?
You know, my dad picked up my brother and I, and he said, we're going to go see somebody. And we were very young, you know. Uncle Mo at the time was playing at the Oahu Bar at the Sheraton Waikiki. And he said, so we parked the car and we're all walking up. Who is this? You know, we hear music and we hear Uncle singing. And we knew the voice already. I said, Dad, we're going to see Uncle. He said, let's go. So, and when I saw him perform, my brother and I, and just his Hawaiian voice and his versatility and playing the ukulele, and we would watch the audience as he would be playing, and some of them were in tears. Some of them were just swaying to the music, closing their eyes. And it was then that we realized that Uncle had a gift. And when he came down for the break, you know, we told him all of what we observed. You know, he said, you guys got the same thing. Eventually, it just comes to you where you're not just playing chords, you're not just singing Hawaiian words. You're actually feeling why that song was written, what the place is about, what this love situation was between two people, just the white sand on the beach or the beautiful mountains. That's something that I think you acquire as you grow older, and you experience things more often.
And you brought your guitar with you today.
I did.
May we have a song, please?
Absolutely. I would love to.
Okay. And here's Mike Keaʻole, right now from his latest release, Noka Beauty. Could you introduce the song, please?
Yes. This is a song that we haven't heard in a long, long time. It was written by Uncle Andy Cummings, who wrote Waikiki, which we hear a lot. But this next song is called Pikake. It compares the beauty of a woman to the sweet fragrance of the pikake and the beautiful white flower that brings so much joy to all of us. So the song is called Pikake, written by Andy Cummings.
Pikake, my flower divine, Pikake, just say you'll be mine. Just say you love me too, as much as I love you, and promise to be true, always be true, dear. Pikake, I can't let you go. My poor heart just wants you to know that it's just plain to see that you'll always be throughout eternity, Pikake mine. Throughout eternity, Pikake mine.
Oh, very nice.
Thank you.
Mike Keaʻole, that's from his latest release, Noka Beauty, on Kaneka Pila Sunday. I heard that you were an entertainer in Waikiki for a number of years. Is that correct?
That's correct. I performed at the Sheraton Moana Terrace, the Sheraton Waikiki, right there on Kalakaua. For some years, I was at the Prince Kuhio. It was called the Radisson at the time, right across the street from the Sheraton. And then I was even at the Royal Hawaiian Hotel. I was one of my mentors had taken me in, and her name was Lydia Kaneaupio. She played at the Cornet Lounge, and we would go together. She's gone now, Auntie Lydia, but she was just a wonderful influence and just helping me to appreciate Olelo and the nature and history of the songs that we sang. Yes, all those places, I was able, very fortunate to play and share aloha and music with the folks.
And your first album came out in 2010. So I was just wondering, why did it take a while before you started recording?
You know, I think someone wrote a song called Life Gets in the Way. And, you know,
while you're making other plans.
Yes, yes. Exactly. And I just moved to Kauai when that came out. And I had tried to establish myself as a musician there. That took time. And then I met someone, just a wonderful, wonderful lady. Her name is Linda. Now Linda Lester Keali. We've been married 3 years.
Oh, congratulations.
And, thank you. And she has two Hawaiian music kiosks on the island of Kauai. And she had heard that there was this Hawaiian musician that just moved to Kauai, and she wanted to go see who he was. You know, the album was actually nominated for a couple of Nahoku Hanohano Awards. Her business, you know, it was all business in the beginning. I got to know her more and asked her to lunch, and lunch turned to dinner. And then such is the story. And so I took a time and started raising a family, if you will, again, starting all over. And I got to, just in the whole process of playing music, I was able to meet someone. He was a producer and also a studio musician from L.A., and he lived in Wailua. And he had heard my music. It had come several times to where I played. His name is Michael Ruff, and he's the one that actually produced this CD.
Well, and now here you are on your second album.
Yes, yes.
Noka Beauty. May we have another song from you?
Yes. You know, growing up, we have our favorites, people that really touch our hearts. And Robert Casimiro was certainly one that I really loved. You know, I met Robert a couple of times. His music has always been with me for many, many years. And when I heard this first song called Ikuule, it made me cry. It just talks, in my opinion, about two people yearning for each other, looking for each other. A song goes like this. Ooh.
beautiful song. That is Mike Ke'ale.
Thank you, Derek.
On Kanikapila Sunday. For our Kauai listeners, if they want to see you perform live, can they go and see you?
Yes, yes. I've been at a place in Hanalei for since I ever got to Kauai. It's called Tahiti Nui in Hanalei. I start there from 7 to 9, and I'm there on Mondays. On Tuesdays, I'm at the Hukilau Lanai from 6 to 9. Yeah, if folks are on Kauai and they want to come see me, or if they're just even visiting the island, those are a couple places.
Of course,
I'd love to invite them too.
Yes. And you do have a website.
I do, michaelkeale.com.
His latest release is called Noka Beauty on Pono Ridge Music. Mike Ke'ale, it was really nice to meet you. And
thank you, Derek. You know, I just wanted to mention, too, the folks at Mountain Apple have been really, really great helping to get my CD out there. And I wanted to send them a special aloha. Yeah, and I appreciate the aloha here that I received in HBR. Thank you for having me.